Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, it's all about intuition. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Sure. Thank you, Rick. And I do want you to know, Rick, you are my biggest fan. And I appreciate it. I'm going to have to ask Frank to step up his game a little bit, but definitely a good thing I wanted to share with you. So, intuition. It's that inner voice that whispers the passing thought that you should take an umbrella with you today. It's that sudden feeling that this is the person you've been looking for all your life. It's that feeling that you just know a project is going to work for you. And sometimes it's wrong, right? More of that coming up. So keep your focus on this podcast and let us refuel your spirit, Rick.
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, how about you?
Intuition is somewhat mysterious words for many people. Some people, mostly logical thinking people, think it's nonsense, and other people live by their intuition. For some, it is just a recall of an early experience that is deeply buried into their self-consciousness. For other people, it's a kind of divine guidance. We, the Road Ahead boys, are sitting at our regular table, intuitively call our favorite waitress to bring us our favorite drinks. That's how easy it is sometimes. Want to know more about intuition? Just keep listening.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So what I'll be sharing is, we may think of intuition as an internal concept, something that pops up from our insides. But today I'll explain why intuition really has roots in the physical world as well. Yeah. Okay, what do you have for us today, Peter?
So Apple's Steve Jobs once said that intuition is a very powerful thing, more powerful than intellect. And Richard Branson of Virgin Group once said, "I rely far more on gut instinct than researching huge amounts of data." And Gerd Gigerzenzer of the Max Planck Institute, he defines intuition as a judgment that is fast. And he says it carries quickly, or comes quickly into your consciousness, and you don't even realize why you have this, but it's not from calculation. You don't really know where it comes from, but I do. It comes from the non-conscious mind, from that deeper part of yourself that I call Pathfinder. Ivy Esterbrook of the Office of Naval Research said there's a growing body of anecdotal evidence combined with solid research efforts that suggests intuition is a critical aspect of how we humans interact with our environment and how ultimately we make many of our decisions. And that is the purpose of Pathfinder. The conscious mind can handle about 40 bits of data a second. The non-conscious mind collects and processes about 11 million bits of data a second. So the purpose of Pathfinder is to serve as your personal GPS. We used to call intuition transrational logic. It is based on facts. It is based upon data, but the data being used is not consciously accessible to you. So it seems to many people like it's not rational. Gary Klein, who's the author of Sources of Power, How People Make Decisions, he defines intuition as the accumulation of experience converted into flash fast thinking. He says, as you ponder that new job, you might think about the way you were treated at the interview, and that may color your reaction, he says. Even a bit of body language could instill some discomfort that could be warning you off. Now, you don't have to try and access your intuition for every single decision, because Dutch researchers found that after 4 studies on consumer choice, both in the laboratory as well as among actual shoppers, that people were happier with their purchases of complex products when the decisions had been made in the absence of attentive deliberation. Simple choices such as different towels, which one should I use, which set of oven mitts should I purchase, produce better results just after conscious thought. You just think about it for a second, because your common sense is informed by your intuition, your pathfinder. It's when the decision to be made becomes overwhelming with the number of details that it requires your pathfinder. Choices in complex matters, the Dutch researchers found out, such as between different houses or different cars, should be left to the unconscious thought. Or in the parlance of the pathfinder's question, coach your brain to just look and see what pathfinder comes up with. But remember the traffic light system for making decisions. When both your brain and pathfinder say no, that's a red light, stop. When both your brain and pathfinder say yes, that's a green light, go. And when your brain and pathfinder say different things, that's an amber light, proceed with caution. But a lot of times in life, you're not buying bath towels or cars. You're dealing with human situation, logistical problems, challenges where your brain, Dobby as I call him, her, just doesn't know what to do. Your first line of reasoning in deciding what to do about some problem, challenge, or goal is to constantly ask, what should I do that I can do? That's what common sense things, that's what that is what common sense things can I do, even if I don't think they're likely to be successful or enough. And the reason you want to always do what you can do, even if you don't think it's going to succeed, is because your brain may have a bias against doing some of these things for reasons that only make sense in the context of your cultural upbringing. So you might not have seen them at first, or you might seem a little reluctant to do them. Like you don't want to phone your brother-in-law and ask for his help because you think he's definitely going to say no, but it does make sense to ask him, so do it. And very often the common sense thing, the simple solution works. And even if you do the common sense things, all the ones you can think of, and even if they don't work, at least you can say to yourself, well, I did everything I could think of. So that's a very positive benefit too. Common sense is informed by your non-conscious guidance and blocked, modified, or replaced by your brain's cultural bias. But in most cases, even if following it doesn't lead to success, it usually doesn't lead to failure, provided you follow up with, what else should I do that I can do? Asking this helps ensure you do everything you can, but it also helps focus your brain on looking for more suggestions rather than settling for the status quo. Just remember, when you ask the Pathfinder's question, you may not always be right, but you can always be all right. Rick?
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, what do you got?
Psychology Today's magazine describes intuition as follows. I quote, intuition is a form of knowledge that appears in consciousness without obvious deliberation. It's not magical, but rather a faculty in which hunches are generated by the unconscious mind, rapidly sifting through past experiences and cumulative knowledge. Often referred to as gut feelings, intuition tends to arise holistically and quickly without awareness of the underlying mental processing of information, end of quote. That's an interesting sum up. So if you look at the word intuition, it comes from the Latin verb intuere, related to consider, or from the late Middle English word intuit, to contemplate, according to Wikipedia. It's the ability to automatically generate ideas and solutions without long logical arguments or evidence presented. Many artists, when asked why they made a certain piece of art, often say they just followed their inner feeling. That doesn't mean that they don't have to have the knowledge of paint, the brushes, canvas, and painting techniques, for instance. They feel inspired. They are inspired. Like real innovators and designers, they often do the same. I refer to intuition as my inner tutor. I simply know things at a certain moment. An answer pops up in my mind, or an idea. If my ego isn't blocking it. My ego wants to keep me, my personality, safe and wants to control the situation. My ego makes me ask questions like, Frank, is this really a good idea? Is this correct? Am I right? Is this going to work? What are the pros and cons? They're not all bad questions, but it's the ego at work. Reason kicks in, and before I know, my feeling or hunch is gone. Sometimes my intuition isn't a hunch at all. It's a disguised opinion, assumption, or an emotion. It's my conditioned mind that's at the wheel steering my bus. In this situation, it simply lacks the purity of my real intuitive feelings. My conditioned mind takes over, and my inner tutor shuts up. People ask me if they use the intuition when they impulsively react or decide on something. That's an interesting question. To what are you reacting? Is there any emotion involved? Oh, I take this shirt. I love this color. And you go to take it to the counter. This is a combination of an opportunity. You love the shirt. It's available. It's your size. Maybe also the right price. And the emotion, I would say. Intuition, I don't think so. My inner tutor whispers in my ear when I'm silent for a moment. When I'm asked for my energy healing powers to help someone, it acts more like a divine guidance. I see and feel in a different way. The information I receive and the healing energy I'm transferring just happen and are from an other conscious level or quality than that from my mundane thinking, my thinking process. Actually, at that moment, I see my 3D body do it. I become an observer, and my body acts as a jumper cable. By doing so, it helps that person to start to heal him or herself. By the way, that's the essence of the word therapy. You might ask yourself, how do I access or enhance my intuition? Every person, to my opinion, and what I've discovered, has intuition. It has to do with your level of self-awareness. Meditation is a good way to develop it, but also running or cycling in an easy way, for instance. When you start running, at some point, you will be in a kind of flow. Your body runs you and not the other way around. You are, to say, on automatic by default. You don't think, you just are. By that moment, you are free to receive new information because your brain is busy with managing the running process. Many people say, I got a lot of good ideas when I'm running. I often get ideas when I take a shower, for example. Ideas pop up, insights and hunches may start to occur that are not tainted by negativity or fear. Negative thoughts and feelings are all reflections of the conditioned mind, not related to intuition. What I sometimes do is that I use my insight as an option. I test it in real life. Then coaching someone, I make it into a question, see how that person responds. This approach works quite well. By presenting with what is and let the deeper feelings that arise when you are truly present speak, then your inner tutor is talking to you. Rick, what about you?
Wow, great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So I remember I had a boss one time. And, you know, I'd go into his office for meetings, and I would sit across from him. And certain times, my head would shake just like, you know, just a little bit. And then my upper body would like vibrate and shake when he was going to deliver some negative information to me, which was very often. And as I worked for him longer, it got worse. So it was a physical movement of my body, so I could read him, and it was horrifying at the time because I knew something bad was coming. So I couldn't control or stop it. How strange! And now I know that was my intuition, basically ahead of time, knowing that his energy was sending me a message. So in Chinese medicine, we talk about gut feelings, and there's a process for uncovering the truth or the right path. You put one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, and you close your eyes and you ask a question. So, should I take this job? If you expand, it's a yes. If you contract, It's a no. So there's actually a physical phenomenon at play here. In fact, chemical reactions in our body create a link to activate our sensors or our intuition. The phrase tuning in to our body may prompt you to believe that this is a thinking exercise, but in fact, since our bodies are much like musical instruments with a full range of notes, tuning in is a vibratory principle rooted as much in the physical as it is in our energetic self. So when I think about intuition now and in past opportunities, I thought it was more of an internal thing. I now know after these experiences that it's actually physical. So there's a combination of our physical and energetic body. And it's very interesting to pay attention to it. Hopefully, because you listened or watched today, you will get more out of that. Peter, final thoughts.
Thank you, Rick. Albert Einstein is supposed to have said, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift. Rational mind is a faithful servant. We've created a society that honors the servant, but has forgotten the gift. Join us here each week on this podcast and anytime at our online coaching community to honor the servant, but to also remember the gift. Rick?
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, what are your final thoughts?
Lovely quote, Peter. I really, really like that one. Your intuition is sending you messages the whole day. It's whether you notice them or not. You will notice them easier and quicker when the distance between your mind and heart is smaller. In that case, if that's the case, you have a lot of inner peace and your inner tutor loves that. Be present. Be in the now. Not think about the past or the future. Just listen. Just feel. Just be. Want to know more? Talk to us. Talk to the Trek guys. Book a Zoom session at theroadaheadcafe.com. And as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day and don't forget to subscribe.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So my final thoughts, when you take the time to tune in to all those little sensations we all feel, you allow your magnificent energetic body to give you direction and all the answers to life's burning questions. Have fun on the ride. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.